Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Dave, thank you. We'll talk to you at the bottom of the hour. 504-260-1870 is our number to call, or you can text us at 870-870. Stanton Glantz is our guest this hour, professor of medicine and director of the Center for Tobacco Control Research and Education at the University of California, San Francisco. Good early morning to you, Professor Glantz.
Good morning.
There's been a new breathing illness that has popped up that's possibly linked to vaping. It's been found in over 150 people, and I know vaping has become a big thing now, especially with the younger people and those that are trying to quit smoking. Is there a danger in vaping?
Oh, yes. We know that vaping really tears up your lungs, and people thought, including me, for many years that an e-cigarette was kind of like a cigarette without as much bad stuff because you didn't set them on fire.
Right.
But inhaling this aerosol of propylene glycol and vegetable glycerin, metal ions that boil off the heater in the e-cigarette, maybe little bits and pieces of the wick and the flavorants, as well as the nicotine or cannabis, because we've been having these problems in both, act directly on your air sacs in ways that are quite deleterious and different than a cigarette.
Is this something new that we're seeing, this new disease or new effects of the lungs, or is it just the fact that you're inhaling something, even though it's not smoke, into your lungs? You know, the water vapor, or whatever that they're passing out, but it still comes down to the chemicals that are in it, correct?
Right. Well, it's important. A lot of people think e-cigarettes produce quote harmless water vapor, and in fact, there isn't any water in e-cigarettes.
Right.
You're getting an aerosol of propylene glycol, vegetable glycerin, flavorants, nicotine. And those propylene glycol and vegetable glycerin are what are called humectants. They're used in foods that you eat to keep them moist, and there doesn't seem to be any problem with eating them. But when you aerosolize them and inhale them, they really are bad for the very delicate cells that line their air sacs. And as far as I can tell from reading the news, and I don't have any inside information of what's going on in these investigations, they haven't figured out exactly what's going on in these cases. But there is a substantial body of evidence that's been published in the last couple of years showing that exposure to e-cigarette aerosol is very damaging to the lining of your air sacs in ways which are consistent biologically with these symptoms that people are developing. There's also evidence that if you already have a compromised lungs, if you have a little cold or the flu, that the effects of inhaling the e-cigarette aerosol are much more deleterious. So I've been talking to the pulmonologists here who have been studying e-cigarettes, and the kind of symptoms that are being reported in the media, because they don't have any inside information about these 150 cases either, are consistent with what you would expect based on what we're learning about how e-cigarettes affect the lungs. Mm-hmm. But I don't think anybody, I would assume that when the CDC and the FDA figure out what's going on, they'll tell the public. But it's not at all clear because some of the e-cigarettes are cannabis e-cigarettes, some of them are nicotine e-cigarettes, and it may not be the cannabis or nicotine that's doing it. It may be the other things in e-cigarettes, which people used to think were benign, but the more we learn, the more dangerous they look.
So it's not, they're not finding like cancer, correct, or anything like that.
Well,
they're
finding
damage to the lungs.
Right, you're right. I mean, there is some emerging evidence that e-cigarettes might be causing cancer too, some genetic studies. But it's way too early to have any clinical manifestations of cancer. That takes many years. But what we're seeing here is lung disease.
Hmm. All right. So what about those that are smoking cigarettes? They say that, and I'm getting some texts that say the e-cigarette has helped them get off of regular cigarettes. Is that better than the regular cigarette?
Well, first of all, I mean, there's no question that some people have successfully switched from cigarettes to e-cigarettes, but it's a very, very small fraction of the people who use e-cigarettes. For most smokers who add e-cigarettes, it actually makes it harder to quit smoking by about a third. So I think if someone's interested in quitting smoking, there are proven therapies out there that the FDA has approved, nicotine replacement, various prescription drugs, which if used with counseling, and the counseling is very important. These drugs don't work all by themselves. They work pretty well, actually. And so rather than using an e-cigarette where you don't really know what you're getting, and where the more we learn, the more dangerous they are, you should really use an established therapy. In terms of whether switching from a cigarette to an e-cigarette actually improves your health, the evidence from studies of heart and lung disease that are out there is that it probably doesn't make much difference, that you're still inhaling this aerosol of ultrafine particles that has a lot of nasty things in it. And so, like, we've published a couple of studies looking at how switching from being a daily smoker to a daily e-cigarette user affects your risk of a heart attack. Mm-hmm. And it has basically no effect. But if you're using a cigarette and an e-cigarette at the same time, which is what most smokers who take up e-cigarettes do, that's much more dangerous than just continuing to smoke.
All right, Professor Stanton Glantz, Professor of Medicine and Director of the Center for Tobacco Control Research and Education, University of California, San Francisco. When we come back, I want to ask the difference because people are texting in saying there is a difference between vaping devices and e-cigarettes, and you got to make the distinction. So I want you to make that distinction when we return. It's Todd Manessis in for Tommy Tucker here on WWL. 9:23. Welcome back. Todd Manessis in for Tommy Tucker. He'll be back with you on Monday. Professor Stanton Glantz, he's the professor of medicine and director of the Center for Tobacco Control Research and Education at the University of California, San Francisco, joins us. Before we went to the break, I asked the professor, could he explain the difference between an e-cigarette and some of the vaping devices? They're saying, folks are saying the disposable e-cigarettes are not as bad as a vaping device.
Well, they're all the same. I mean, all of them are e-cigarettes. There are, however, as the caller said, many, many different kinds of devices, and they vary in terms of the particle size of the aerosol that they produce, which the newer ones make smaller particles, which go deeper into your lungs, which is makes them more effective at delivering nicotine, but also more dangerous. Some of them run at higher voltages, which generates more nicotine, but it also generates more formaldehyde and other aldehydes. And there are unquestionably differences between these different devices. Some having to do with the physics of the device, some having to do with the quality control of making it. But unfortunately, the research that's been done looking at health effects has either been limited to looking at a couple of devices in a given, say, experimental study, or when you look at the population level studies, which is the kind of work I do. The surveys just ask, did you use an e-cigarette? And unfortunately, they don't record what kind of e-cigarette. So I mean, the caller is correct that there are differences.
Right.
But in terms of assigning specific health effects to different devices, unfortunately, you know, we're not in a position to do that right now. But they're all delivering these aerosols of ultrafine particles, which are quite dangerous.
I've also got some texts that say vaping helped them to quit smoking. They've stopped completely smoking, and they may vape every now and then, but it has no nicotine in the vape. Is that still considered the same, still bad, still aerosol and all?
Well, the aerosol itself seems quite dangerous. And, I mean, there was a paper published a couple of weeks ago studying the effects of nicotine-free e-cigarettes on blood vessels and the ability of your blood vessels to adjust how big they are as you're walking around. And the nicotine-free e-cigarettes were just as bad as the nicotine e-cigarettes. I mean, if the caller has successfully switched from cigarettes to e-cigarettes and is only using an occasional e-cigarette, my advice to him would be stop using the e-cigarette, and then he'll be rid of all of it. And in terms of the heart and lung effects, unless you've given yourself very severe disease, your body will heal itself fairly quickly.
Okay, and some people are saying that, I'm 50, I smoked for about 27 years, I put them down completely 5 years ago for vaping, not e-cigarettes, started at 18 milligrams, now down to 3, and almost no nicotine at all right now. So they said it is working for them. Someone is saying, also says it's a volume thing, one hit from a vape device can fill a room with smoke, vape, and e-cigarette is barely noticeable. So does that make a difference?
Well, again, those things, it varies from device to device. But the evidence is that it's not just the nicotine that's causing the problems. I'm not speaking of the 150 cases. I don't know about that. But if you look at the research on the health effects of e-cigarettes, the non-nicotine e-cigarettes have many of the same effects as the nicotine ones do, because that aerosol of ultrafine particles is itself quite dangerous. It's you know, if you have a day there where you get a lot of fine particle air pollution, more people have heart attacks, strokes, and end up in the hospital with respiratory problems. And it's the same effect that you're getting when you're breathing in an e-cigarette.
So it's just like breathing
thing,
in
the best
bad
thing
stuff, right?
It's air pollution.
Yeah.
Except that if you're breathing in an e-cigarette or a cigarette, you're getting a much higher dose of these ultrafine particles than you would if you're just walking around.
So as someone texts, it's more significant to, like, we say air pollution from exhaust vapors. It's more like sucking the exhaust directly into your lungs instead of just breathing it as it's dispersed into the air it goes by, right?
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
And someone else asked, you sound like you've smoked for years, Professor. Are you smoking or do you have a cold?
I just have a runny nose.
Yeah. That's what
story
I thought.
Story of my life.
You're also out in San Francisco. It's a little bit earlier over there for you.
Yeah,
than
it's
for
early
us.
And it's foggy and, you know, it's what can I say?
That's what I told. I said, I think he has a cold. And they said, oh, okay, just,
no,
just double
I,
check
I just
it.
Have, I just have a chronic runny nose, and I stopped snorting Flonase recently, and I need to start again.
Okay.
Not to advertise. It's a miracle drug.
All right. Would you vape it? No, I'm just kidding. I put it in an e-cigarette. All right, Professor Stanton Glantz, thanks so much for joining us this morning here on WWL. And go take care of that and get some rest. Sorry to wake you up so early, but I appreciate you joining us.
Well, thanks for your interest. Have a good day.
All right. You too. All right. We'll take a break. Coming up here, we're going to have the CBS News update and also our local news update with David Blake and get the latest on.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.